Hello, this is Henry Schulman with the San Francisco Chronicle. This is my show. I have my assistants Marty Lurie and Patrick Conner here. And I'll let them ask me questions on my show.
Very good. I like it. I told you you could have your own show anytime. Very good, Henry. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So Henry Schulman joins us of the Chronicle. Always nice to see Henry here.
Okay.
57-33 within reach here, 90 games. Anyone see this coming like this?
No, you know, I even wrote this today. I have a story up on SFKate and SFChronicle.com right now. It leads with news on Hunter Pence, but I get into a little bit about the first half. You know, if you had started the season April 4th and said the Giants could have the best record in baseball at the All-Star break, that would have been a defensible position. Yeah. With the starters they got, the lineup they had, and the reputation that the bullpen had, you could have made that argument. And so here they are with the best records, but they did it in a completely different way, and there's no way you could have imagined they would lose all the players that they lost and have the best record in baseball.
Henry, we talked about this yesterday, and I don't know if we're breaking ground or whatever, but you know, you get into the second half of the season, you see teams that will be playoff teams. You can kind of get that feel maybe another few weeks. Brandon Crawford, MVP, because it's the story is going to start to develop. Any truth to that? I think he's right there.
Well, I think he's going to get votes, and he might get top five votes. But, you know, writers still dig the long ball, and I think it would be hard for him to win MVP. I mean, he might end up, if you look at some of the underlying statistics, might be deserving, and you consider the defense. But, you know, I think that's an awfully tough nut to crack when you have guys like Bryce Harper and writers who now, you know, look at pitching. You might have more votes for Cueto than or as many votes for Cueto as you would have for Crawford. But, you know, I do think that you could I would put Crawford on my ballot right now. I don't know where because, you know, we still got 72 games left in the season. I think it would be a little hard to envision it just because of the power and all that. The people are still kind of rooted a little bit in the past.
You know, and I look at this, and you don't know how the second half's going to turn out. And look at the Cubs, 26-5, and now what Bruce said, they lost 15 out of 20. You look at the inconsistencies of Washington. You look at the Mets have fallen apart. All of a sudden, they need pitching. Bartolo Colon's their number two pitcher. So you don't know how things are going to turn out. But if things turn out, look, they do have quite a few wins. And they're, you know, 72 more games, 73 more to go. It's not inconceivable this team could have the best record in the league and in baseball. And you'd have to pick somebody out from a team like that. Why not him? And I just say this. Now, we don't know. Bell could hit, you know, 20 home runs in the second half. Posey can hit 320. But the way this guy is going right now, I think you pick him. And because Chris Bryant and that crowd, they're falling apart. Harper has not had the season.
Arenado and the Rockies stink.
And the Mets are, you know, so that's my argument. I think on this team, after watching the first 90 games, I think it's a good argument.
Well, I think that you have to. I honestly think that Crawford and Belt, either one of them, you could make an argument for as the most valuable player on the team. I mean, you look at Belt. This for the first time in his career, he's finally put together a real consistently good half, and he actually offensively carried the team for a good part of the first half before some of the other guys started to catch up. You remember Brandon Crawford. I mean, he's played the stellar defense the whole season, but the first month he wasn't hitting the way he was. Belt has been, you know, Mr. Consistent. I mean, there have been a lot of times this first half of the season where Belt was the only guy who was that you could count on to get on base and produce runs. I do want to just get into something that you talked about, the second half, about all these other teams falling apart. One thing you have to consider, the Giants are today going to finish a stretch of 26 consecutive games against teams that had a losing record when the Giants played them. You look at the schedule for the start of the second half after they finish with San Diego next weekend. You got at Boston and New York. Then you got a home series with you know, Cincinnati. You're going to have a home and home with the Nationals. You're going to have that killer Heat trip to Philadelphia, you know, where the Phillies played the Giants tough. Washington and Miami. You got the Mets coming in. You got the Orioles coming in. You go to the Dodgers. That month, 5 weeks afterwards, mm-hmm. is going to be extremely tough for the Giants. They're fortunate they'll be starting to get back some of these other guys. I think right now, I mean, you never say, I mean, sky's the limit, but you know, it would not be completely reasonable to believe that they could continue at this pace.
No, they're not going to play 700 ball. We know that. But what I said, and Pat will jump in a second here, you know, when you've won 57 or 60 games, and I was on Comcast that night, and you were not available, and they put me on. I don't know why. But they asked me the question that you just said, the second half, and I said, well, it may not be as bad as you think because they may have so many wins going through this stretch that you just described. Now, it's not exactly turning out that way. They stumbled around a little bit. That all you got to do is play 50-50 ball.
I just made this point. I made this point in the story today. If they play, if they win tonight, for instance, and they play 50-50 ball the rest of the way, they'll have 92 wins. And 92 wins has been the threshold in the National League for a playoff spot during the wild card. During the wild card era. So you hope they play better than 50-50 ball. And you know, in theory, they with this pitching, they should be able to play better than 50-50 ball. They've got a ton of games left against weak National League West opponents. Dodgers do, too. And actually, another way to look at it, and I wrote about this, too. I really recommend you look at my article on SF Gator, SFChronicle.com. But, you know, it could be a battle of which returning injured players have the biggest impact between the Dodgers and Giants, because the Dodgers have a load of them. Clayton Kershaw, Kike Hernandez, Andre Ethier, Jock Peterson. Then on the Giants side, you have Hunter Pence and Kelby Tomlinson and Matt Duffy and Joe Panik and Matt Cain. So it could be, besides which team makes the better trades by August 1st, which team's injured players make more of an impact.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, Pat, and I don't want to jump in here, but I...
You have to, Marty.
But
it's the Henry Schulman show, by the way.
Thank you, Henry. Henry looked at me, so...
well, that's because you guys are old war daddies. You guys are partners.
Right, he's looking at me. So this whole wild card thing and the NL West division winner, this race is up for grabs. No one has gotten anything done yet. But what it's done, I think there's going to be great separation between the NL West runner-up and the other wild card team. And I think that's that. Unfortunately, the booby prize is if you didn't win the division, you get to host that crazy game.
And the funny thing about that is when the season started, everybody said there's no chance that the wild card is going to come out of the West because the teams in the East were so strong. You had the Marlins and you had the Nats and the Mets, and then in the Central you had the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Pirates, and nobody gave the NL West any really kind of credible chance to come out with that with a wild card. But you know what? The Diamondbacks have been bad. The Padres have been bad. The Rockies have been beatable. So you have the Giants and the Dodgers beating up on the National League West, particularly the Giants, there's an excellent chance that one of the wild cards will come from the West.
Yeah, and matter of fact, if the Giants win today, they conclude the first half 31-15 in the division. And you're talking about these teams, these much more respectable teams coming in. How about the Pirates? They could bring in Ryan Vogelsong on the bump next month, and he's slated to do a rehab start tonight. And how much fun would that be? That would be electric.
And I talked to Ryan Vogelsong when we were at Pittsburgh, and I asked him that very question. And I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, he wants to pitch on this mound when the Pirates come to town. You know, that's another thing. Everybody wanted the Giants to go after Mark Melanson, the closer. And I looked at that team and I said, you know what? They're underperforming and they have a run in them. And there's no way they're going to trade Mark Melanson. Now they're a potential playoff team. You've got to really wait until the last week before the trade deadline, really the last week to 10 days, before you can look at the landscape and say, okay, you know what, they're probably going to be sellers. You can't make that determination on July 10th or July 15th or whatnot. The front office has to start making these calls and getting a gauge for who might be available and who might not be available. But people who wrote off the Pirates and wanted the Giants to just scoop up in Melanson, well, that's not going to happen now.
No, very well said. Very well said. You know, we love to speculate and everyone writes about it. You know that once you get past June, then every day you get another trade rumor. But you're right. You have to wait till the end. Henry, looking at the injured players, and you talked about them coming back, give us a timetable. I know Bruce Bochy talked a little bit about it today.
Yeah. Oddly enough, Pence is the one where you seem to have the surest timetable. Excuse me a second. Is there like a coughing button
yes,
on the mic?
We do. We have a button right there. Pat will turn it off.
Henry.
Pat, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
It's nice being on the Henry Schulman show.
I don't deserve my own show if I don't know where the cough button
is. It's all right. It's on the microphone.
All right.
I don't know, Henry. You sound very forceful and authoritative. I'm enjoying it.
I've told the guy. Yeah. I've said this every time he comes on, he should have his own show.
I think so.
Okay, well, you know, Lee Hammer at leehammer.com. Anyway, Hunter Pence, Bochy told us today that he can envision Pence being on a minor league rehab assignment in a week with a possible return or potential return in the first homestand of the second half, which starts the 25th of July. 28th of July would mark 7 weeks since the surgery, which would be right between the 6 and 8 week prognosis. And like I was saying, I mean, he does not have an injury anymore. They removed one of his three hamstring tendons. The whole issue was getting him stronger, so they can look at him and say, well, we know how strong you are. You're running at 80%. You know, your leg is this strong. Your hitting is this strong. You can't really say the same for Panic and Duffy. I mean, Panic had a concussion. He's got to pass the concussion protocol. Bochy said he could envision him playing on the first road trip in either Boston or New York, but who knows? I mean, with concussions. And Duffy had a mild setback, what they call a mild setback. His Achilles is still sore. They had to back him off, and there really is no timetable to have him go out on a rehab assignment. He is supposed to start maybe running tomorrow if he feels up to it, light running. So it would be kind of odd if Pence is the one who, you know, had the surest return.
What about Tomlinson and Adrianza?
I think Tomlinson is close. He's already doing his rehab assignment. None of these guys are going to come back before the second half. The Giants have roster issues to deal with. All of these guys who've come up and performed so well in the place of all these injured players, Green, Tejada, Connor Gillespie, etc.
Pena.
All four of them, none of those four has any minor league options, and even if they cleared waivers, all four of them would have the right to reject an outright assignment to the minors and could become free agents. So, you know, as the trade deadline approaches, you might want to even try and see if you can find a home for some of these guys before you you just try and run them through waivers, and who knows, you get a middling prospect or something, or you know, somebody who could help you down the road. So I think that's going to come into play with guys like Tomlinson and Adrianza as well.
Good point.
I bet you he feels pretty good come New York, right? Back to his hometown?
You can't mess with concussions. You just can't.
No, I saw him the other day.
But there's no way to really to diagnose specifics in an injury like that. So
well,
you can beat the protocol. You can get in your manager's ear and convince him and chew it off.
Yeah, they're not going to let anybody convince anybody of anything. And I don't care if it's New York or New Zealand. They saw what happened with Bell. I mean, they have brought guys back where, you know, too soon from concussions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I called up Brandon Belt in November for a story. It was like mid-November, and he told me he was still having symptoms.
Wow.
So if you're, you know, if you're sitting here thinking that Panic will be back this date or Panic will be back that date, I mean, they're going to have to, you know, he's going to have to do 3 or 4 days in a row mm-hmm. of intense baseball work, be able to go out on a minor league rehab assignment for about 2 or 3 games, show he can play before they'll even consider bringing him back.
Wow. Great point, Henry. Yeah. Henry, you should have your own show. Oh, we said that already. All right. Henry Schulman of the Chronicle here. Yeah. What do you think of Romo?
Oh, I mean, fantastic. And you know, everybody kept saying, why won't they bring Romo back? Why won't they bring Romo back? Well, they wanted Romo to be back to the point where he could not only pitch, but where he could pitch 2 days in a row and pitch in the eighth inning and have the stuff to get righties and lefties out. And it is huge for the bullpen right now to have a guy who can come in the eighth inning, righties, lefties, it doesn't matter. That makes everything easier behind it. That's crucial. And in two games, he's been well. He came into one game, just faced a couple of batters. But then, the other night, the game I covered on Friday, he gives up a hit to Goldschmidt. Now all of a sudden, he's got Lamb and then two other guys, including a left-hander pinch hitter, and he just blows them all away, strikes out all three of them. And you can't imagine what kind of lift that gives to this bullpen.
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's like making a trade.
Exactly.
And they needed a mentor. They needed a veteran who's been there before, and I think it's huge. That to me has been the story of the week, mm-hmm. is having him come back. Henry, Bumgarner today, is Cueto a done deal for the All-Star Game starter, you think?
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that he isn't. Everybody else has fallen by the wayside except for Arrieta, and Arrieta has not been Arrieta lately. And Cueto actually has been Arrieta-like in the fact that the Giants have won all but two of his 18 starts.
Amazing.
If you remember, Arrieta had that streak of 22, 23 starts in a row, and it's hard to imagine. The other consideration, I was actually talking to Samardzija about this today, But the other consideration is Cueto wants to talk to throw to Posey. That would be such a natural way to start the game. The starting catcher usually goes about five innings, so really they could bring Cueto in any time. But it would just be such a natural thing to have Cueto pitch to Posey to start the game. The guy I thought would have been great to start was Strasburg, hometown guy. That would have been a triumphant return, but they're not going to let him pitch. I mean, I can't... Right now, it's either Arrieta or Cueto, and I can't even imagine that the way Arrieta's been pitching lately that it won't be Cueto.
Well, I know, Henry, you're a big fan of jinxes, and I know it's all about the magazine cover jinx for Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, you know what? If I could, if there's a filter that would allow me to block everybody on Twitter who uses the word jinx, I would do it.
I knew I was going to get you on that one. Hey, I got to ask you about Cueto. Now we know that he speaks through an interpreter. How do him and Posey communicate when they're out there? Does Cueto speak English?
Cueto's English is fine. Cueto understands and speaks English. He just, you know, you're more comfortable when you're talking to the press. You don't want to have anything misunderstood.
Sure.
But we ask him questions in English, and he understands. Answer the questions.
Okay. I thought it was important to find that out. Yeah.
Boy, very good. Henry, thank you so much for coming by. It's a pleasure to talk ball with you.
All right. Well, anytime. You can come on my show whenever you want.
Really?
You have
in
an
fact,
open invitation.
All right. Now you have to say it's the end of the, now we're going to
yeah,
go
you
got to
close out the segment.
Yeah, you have to close out the segment.
What's it like? We're going to commercial?
Well, there's a little more than you know.
All right. Well,
thanks for listening.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We're on the Henry Schulman Show with Marty Lurie and Patrick
station?
Connor on KNBR, the sports, what is it, leader? Yeah,
you
leader, the
it.
Sports leader. That's it.
That's it.